For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we're having a heat wave, Peter.
We certainly are. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been singing "We're Having a Heat Wave" to the great annoyance of my spouse. It's kind of an earworm. Now, I got to ask you, to me, "We're Having a Heat Wave," that was one of those songs shoehorned into "White Christmas" by Irving Berlin. But you say there's a more noble history to it.
It was written for Ethel Waters for As Thousands Cheer, 1933, the show that also gives us Supper Time. And it was reused for a number of films. Marilyn Monroe also sings it in There's No Business Like Show Business, the hand-chosen choice of Irving Berlin, who wrote a ton of songs and lasted a good long time. But no one does last forever. And last week, Lorna Hill left us, founder of Ujima Theatre Company. And that still gives me pause. I'm not yet quite accepting of that reality. But I thought with you and me back on the air, we should mention it again.
Absolutely. And I've been more and more impressed reading about her. I certainly knew that she saw long before many people the intersection of racism and economic disparity and the natural environment, including this damn pandemic. She was certainly of a piece, very centered. Again, these things are all connected, which is something that's wonderful about Lorna. Hey, I wanted to mention a great memory. I'm not sure how many people saw the 1987 locally produced movie My Dark Lady, but there's this wonderful scene filmed at the Rue Franklin where a waiter pops a champagne cork and it goes flying across the room, which surprises Lorna's character and sets off one of those chain reactions. I was just rolling. Very funny.
People think of her for the very serious roles she did, but she could be hilariously funny. I thought she was very funny the second time they did Wedding Band, where she's the busybody landlady character. And she also once did Madame Arcati in Blithe Spirit and made her West Indies. So she's doing the seance and, "Is there anyone there?" Just sort of fabulous. Also this week, now Lorna succumbing to cancer, but on Broadway, Nick Cordero, who had COVID-19, marvelous performer at the age of 41, after 3 months after a leg amputation, this very serious and not well understood disease took him. And I think that it's a very serious reminder that this disease is not playing around. And as we're doing Theater Talk at a time when there is no theater, but the theater industry is trying to process this, for a performer like that, very, very sad, and a reminder to us all to follow guidelines and to be careful. In that regard, I note that Actors Equity has approved two productions in the Berkshires for August.
Oh, my.
Including a production of Godspell. And the way they've worked this out is just wild. The cast has to all be tested for COVID. They have to dorm together, and the audience has to be spaced out. The company is in this little COVID bubble, and that's how they're going to do Godspell and another show for audiences. But I'm seeing other signs of life, as Spree Magazine is about to come out with a big article about what everyone locally is planning, and we've seen people generally just pushing things off into the future.
Well, I wanted to ask you about Shays, because everybody was saying nothing, nothing, nothing until 2021. But what's going on?
What's going on, I think, is that show folk are the greatest optimists in the world. And they must have, with their gazillion subscribers, people want to know. And how do you know? Tootsie was supposed to begin its national tour here in October. It was supposed to tech and tour. I had heard that the company had been let go, and then this other company comes into being, and I've confirmed that it is a non-equity company, but you can't make a contract with equity now. So if you go to the Shays website, they are beginning to plan a season, and Tootsie for December. That's a little earlier than Broadway, which has said that it's going to try for January 2021. There's been an announced production of Our Town, Dustin Hoffman. There's been an announced Music Man, Sutton Foster, Hugh Jackman. But who knows? Always with a caveat, this is contingent upon state guidelines allowing this kind of thing.
So I take it you, as I occasionally are getting asked, what should I do? What's going on? What about my tickets?
Well, as if I know, right? I think that Shays is even, there's a bit of wishful thinking, but this wish could come true. But I had a neighbor ask, well, you know, what should I do about my tickets? Are they really going to be able to do that show? And I said, well, where are your tickets? And they were like the middle of the orchestra. I said, keep them. Don't lose your tickets, because it will eventually open up and you want to be a part of it. You know, keep your seat. That's my advice to people regarding their Shays subscriptions. Keep them. You're going to want to be a part of this. Boy, are you going to be in the mood to go to a show. Lord knows I am. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.